do urge you to consider supporting this bill as amended, and I thank you for your consideration.
Are there any questions for Ms. McFerrin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony and the detail. Have you had a chance to discuss your suggested wording changes with members of the department or?
No, I have to say, I was able to really talk conceptually through the language with members of my board last night, and then I tasked myself this morning to sort of reread the proposed language and interpret what that would translate into. I didn't want to show up with just concepts, knowing that there was a time crunch. If it did want to move forward, I didn't want any of our ideas to slip through the cracks. So this is purely my interpretation of what I heard from my board.
Okay, if I might, Mr. Chair, I was actually, thank you for that clarification. I was actually wondering if you had a chance to run this wording past the department.
No, well, I emailed it to them, but that was at probably 1 o'clock as I was running out the door, so I'm guessing okay. That they've read it, but probably have not digested it. Sorry, yeah.
Representative McDonald.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your testimony and for all the work you and thought you put into this in a very short period of time. It's very thoughtful. But to me, it represents a level of detail that suggests that trying to fit this into a work schedule is going to happen starting in 20 minutes or half an hour is going to be a very daunting task. But I'm sure that if we don't take up these specific things in a work session today, that they will be valuable in moving forward in whatever way we move forward.
Yeah, and substantively, I think the really critical issue that the board brought up was the accountability of the lobster industry, which is really just a few specific of these amendments, which would be how the commissioner works with the industry for the nominations and to have guaranteed two harvesters or association representatives guaranteed on the board. I think that was really the crux of how are we really going to face our membership and explain that we want to be proactive and really try to do something good, keep the promotion council on the right track, but, you know, not really lose the essence of the accountability, which I think we're kind of missing with the structure that we have right now.
Representative Tilton.
I'm just wondering, as I look through one of your suggestions to bring nominations to the Lobster Promotions Council, to the Lobster Advisory Council, do you or any of the members of the MLA that you talked with see any potential conflict with the fact that the commissioner appoints members to the Lobster Promotions Council and also appoints members to the Lobster Advisory Council who will be approving his appointments to the Promotions Council? Do you think that's too much?
It's really difficult to sort of struggle within the confines of what you know. And right now, the commissioner does appoint members to the Lobster Advisory Council. The nominations are supposed to come from the LAC, but really historically what's happened is the Promotion Council staff will kind of do the legwork. They go to the LAC. They don't have any idea who they are. They're like, these look fine. The commissioner says they look fine. So I think, you know, there's guilt for everybody in terms of really not doing a thorough job to get, you know, the right balance together on that board. So we just tried to think, all right, if it's a quasi-state agency, the commissioner is going to play a role. You know, how can we try to, you know, balance that off so that there is that accountability to the industry? So, you know, we haven't talk specifically about this proposal, but the MLA board has talked a lot about the Promotion Council over the last 6 months. So, you know, we were sort of motivated to land somewhere, I guess, because the legislation was in front of us. But these are ideas that we had tossed around along the way.
Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess my question is, given that we're at this point, at this date, with this proposal, is this, are the previous conversations that you've had about the Promotion Council or the department, did you expect it to lead up to this kind of proposal at this stage, or is this a bolt out of the blue? I'm not sure quite how.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Representative McDonald, it's a little bit of both. We had worked with Commissioner LaPointe through the last administration, wanting to come forward as an outcome of the Lobster Task Force to bring forward a bill to look at the Promotion Council. And we were really shooting to increase the funding mechanism that way, and that's where we, you know, sort of got into a lot of the outreach around, you know, what are we paying for, and, you know, sort of ended up without any real substantive changes to what the council is, you know, bumped up against that wall. We at the MLA board certainly, we struggle with governance ourselves. You know, what balance of professional skills do you bring when you have a bunch of fishermen? And they are great at some things, but they're not always strategic in terms of having an organization who's fiscally responsible and has a great strategic plan and a program and a vision. So, you know, we've been struggling with those issues. And, you know, the course of the history, you know, people remember it differently. You know, I had some harvesters on my board who served on the MLPC board who felt that during their tenure, the harvester sector worked great. But really, any time the MLPC has been before this committee since 1990, it's been a very difficult discussion. So there's always been a real struggle with that accountability. So we tried to think out of the box to say, you know, harvesters know how to fish. And it is great to have their input because ultimately they want to feel like they're benefiting. The idea is to raise, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. But they're not necessarily people who know how to promote lobster. So people find that they might feel frustrated. You know, they talk to somebody at the Promotion Council and you're like, well, now it makes sense. And they're not feeling like they're in a position to really challenge and move the envelope forward. So we end up sort of spinning our wheels. So my board felt like we don't know if this is the right answer, but there is a lot of, you know, sort of distaste with the industry as a whole. I mean, a lot of the guys cynically said, as long as it bears the name Maine Lobster Promotion Council, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. You're not going to get people mentally over that. But this does give an opportunity to see about bringing some new, you know, thinkers, some people who are sort of the trendsetters in their field, marketing, promotion, market development, see if we can nudge things a little bit over the next 6 months. And, you know, this is a citizen legislature. We could very well be back here in January. So that gives me a lot of faith as an industry association. If this happens to be more of a misstep than we realize, then, you know, I know you all are very responsive and we could be back here in January to revisit this discussion. So, you know, it's a shame to have $380,000 in the industry as a whole not feeling like it's being used well. This at least gives us a chance to try to do better. And perhaps it's a work in progress. And, you know, Representative McDonald's point is a good one. You know, do you study it? Do you do it? At this point, I'm like, let's just do it if we can. And if we mess up, let's come back and fix it. So, I mean, that was sort of, I wouldn't say that everybody on the MLA board was like, yes, this is it. But this is a place to start, and it's incremental. And again, it was for us, you know, how do we face the harvesters and say that by removing so many direct industry reps, we're still accountable back to those people who are footing the bill for it? And that's the tricky part. But we think we've addressed a good bit of that with this language.
Yeah, I guess I applaud this these ideas you brought forward and all the great work you've done in a short time, but it also does seem to me like if this matter has been under discussion for some time, that you would not have had to come, you know, before having had a 60-minute emergency call with your board and then you having to work all day to come up with an interpretation of that, which I think are some great ideas, but it just seems like there's something missing here between that longer-term discussion that may have been going on in the moment that we're at now with an actual bill in front of us that we're supposed to be working before we go home for supper. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, we, through our committee meetings, have really struggled with, you know, what is the MLA's role in reforming the Promotion Council? We were certainly critical in having it established in the first place, but in the end, it's its own organization. We talked about coming to the legislature and coming up with legislation to reform it, but we sort of felt like, well, how would we feel if somebody walked in the middle of MLA's business and told us what to do? So instead, we reached out to the MLPC board. I attended the MLPC meeting, and there seemed to be momentum around this idea of sort of restructuring within the governance. And I guess it's just the realities of life. Everybody's doing a million things. And ultimately, the commissioner was the person who was bold enough to make the move. It happened to be late. And we really weighed. It's a double-edged sword when you do something late. It's under the gun. It's certainly not optimal in terms of getting response from people. But this is not necessarily something that if you sought a consensus, you would ever take a centimeter forward on. I mean, this is really something where the leadership in the industry needs to think about how to step and be willing to put your neck out to take your licks and see where it goes. And that is the conversation that our board ultimately had in terms of supporting the timing.
Are there any other questions of the committee members?
Thank you.
And thank you very much. And are there any others that are in